song with me? The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is
of the cross of Calvary. If not your blood, Lord, where will we have been, Lord? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for worthless slave to buy as we, who at once had law and grace divine. Lord Jesus, you had mercy on us, Lord. You saved our souls, O God. Oh, what a glorious thing that we could be called the sons and daughters of God. Lord Jesus, not because we are worthy, not because we have done anything good to merit it, but because of your election and your calling us upon our lives, Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful. We say thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, this is the boldness that we have to come before the throne of mercy. That, Lord, you made a way for us, Lord. You called us, you ordained us, and you have brought us to thee by yourself through your blood that you shed for us, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we need more of your grace. We need more of your mercy. We need more of your help. We need more of your guidance and leadership, Lord Jesus. In this life journey, may you help us, Lord. Deliver us from every snare and the wicked plans of the enemy. Turn all the counsel of the devil concerning our lives to foolishness, Father. And may you have your way in our lives, Master, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have reported for duty once again this evening, Lord. And we are trusting and depending on you, Lord. May you help us, Lord Jesus. May you reveal yourself unto us the more, Lord. May you cause something to be said that will help somebody somewhere to live better to your glory and to surrender their lives unto thee. Help us, Heavenly Father, Lord. Be with us with the blessed Holy Spirit, the perfect and absolute control of the service, Lord, that your name will be glorified, Lord. Lord Jesus, may you be lifted up, that you draw all men unto thyself, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus, at the head of this service, Master, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the service. Without wasting our time, because this time is very short, let's take our Bible and open to the book of Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, we read from verse 7 to 14. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and burned Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou art not withheld thy son, thy holy son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So we are continuing with this sermon, Jehovah Jireh. You know, Abraham preached it many times. We are just looking at two out of the lot that he preached, just to see, and by the grace of God, we know and know and believe that God has been blessing us by the same. Praise ye the Lord. The last time, we got to the place where Abraham, where we saw that God visited Abraham as El Shaddai, the blessed God. And before that, Abraham, God visited him in Genesis chapter 15. He made covenant with Abraham. And Abraham taught us that what God did, the covenant, the unconditional covenant that God made with Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, the same thing God did when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary. Praise ye the Lord. Abraham said, God told his son, he told his son apart. He lifted up the body and set it on the right hand, and sent other parts, the Holy Spirit, down on the church. And when the rapture comes, it will have to be the same spirit that was on Christ. We have to obtain with that promise, or it will be rejected. No wonder he said, except the man be born again, he will in no wise enter the kingdom. Praise ye the Lord. He tore apart soul and body of his own son. He took the body up and sent the spirit to the church. Now you see why it is necessary. You have got to be born of that same spirit. The spirit of Christ has to be in you, because it has to be the same spirit. Praise the Lord. Then Abraham talked about the El Shaddai. He met him. God met Abraham when he was about 90 years old. God met him and told him, I am the Almighty God.
That is what you will see in the Bible. But Abraham said the interpretation of that Almighty God, it was translated from Hebrew language of El Shaddai to the Almighty God. And the El Shaddai means the breasted one. Praise the Lord. God with double breast like a woman, but Abraham said. And Abraham said that typified the Old and the New Testament. Abraham also said, which means that the God who healeth, who forgiveth all our iniquity, is the same God who healeth all our diseases. Praise ye the Lord. Because of our time, Abraham also talked about Jonah in one of the sermons. Talk about Jonah, that Jonah had the greatest symptom that nobody, he said, nobody here has that kind of a symptom. The symptom of Jonah was so bad. But Jonah did what? He remembered the promise of God that God made with Solomon. And when Solomon prayed, and God said he has heard the prayer of Solomon, Jonah believed that. Even though Solomon later backslided, but he knew that God has said he has accepted the prayer of Solomon. Therefore, when Jonah was in the waste belly, he remembered the promise that God made about the prayer that Solomon made, that if any of your sons, if your children is in trouble, and they look to this temple, oh God, deliver them. Then Jonah said, by faith I lift by my eyes to where the temple was that Solomon dedicated, that you, God, said, you have answered his prayer, that he prayed that if any one of your children is in trouble and they look toward this mountain, hear their prayers and deliver them. The brother said, if Jonah can look to the promise of a king that later backslided, though he knew that God has accepted his prayer. Whether Solomon backslid or not, God cannot go back on his word. He rested his heart, his everything, he rested it upon what God said he has done about the prayer of Solomon. Rabbi said, if Jonah can do that and God will deliver him, how much more you and I that are filled with the Holy Ghost can stand upon the promised word of God and see ourselves to what? To victory. Praise ye the Lord. Maybe I should read something. Let me read something on that as we continue. Oh, now Jonah 4. Okay, sorry. Jehovah Jireh 57:01-06. Jehovah Jireh 57:01-06. Paragraph, that is paragraph 39C. Let's start. Let's read 39C. Okay, now let's 39B. Let's start with 39B. Okay. But what did Jonah say? Everywhere he looked, it was symptoms. He looked this way, was waste belly. Waste belly this way, waste belly that way. Everywhere he looked was waste belly. You know what he said? They are lying vanities. I refuse to look at it. He said, once more will I look to your holy temple, Lord. For he knew when Solomon dedicated that temple, he said, Lord, if thy people be in trouble anywhere, and pray and look toward this temple, then hear from heaven. And he believed Solomon's prayer. And if Jonah, under those conditions, with that kind of symptoms, could look to a heavenly temple, where a heavenly man who later backslided and could believe and be delivered from under those symptoms and refused to see them, how much more ought you who are filled with the Holy Ghost? Don't look toward your earthly temple, but to a heaven where Jesus sat at the right hand of God with his own blood, with his own bloody garment, making intercession on your confession. Praise the Lord. Make intercession on what? On your confession. Brabra said, your body will do what? Will be subject to your confession. And who is making intercession on your confession? the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you have been what? You are standing on his promises. Praise be the Lord. Tell me who stood on God's promises and God put to shame. Have you ever read it in the Bible? That somebody stood on God's promises and God put that person to shame. Is that the scripture? God forbid. Nobody will stand on God's promises and God will put that to shame. May God help us. So how much more you who are filled with the Holy Ghost, don't look toward your earthly temple, but a heaven where Jesus sat at the right hand of God with his own bloody garment, making intercession on your confession. And thousands are being healed everywhere. I refuse to see anything contrary to God's word. God said so. That settles it. I am Abraham's seed and heir of all things. Oh my. Praise the Lord. So let's continue. So Brother Abraham also pointed our attention to this side. When God, in Genesis chapter 18, Abraham says so much of that in many sermons. Genesis chapter 18, where God appeared to Abraham as Elohim. Elohim. The all sufficient one. Praise the Lord. Abraham was about around 99 years old when, or around 100, let's say 100, when God, I think 99 years precisely, when God appeared unto him as Elohim. God did not appear to Abraham the way he had been appearing to him before. This time, God appeared to him physically as a human being. Praise the Lord. Abraham saw three men coming. We can stay a whole sermon, a whole 2 hours on that. Abraham saw three men coming. The three men he saw were normal human beings. The men he saw, they were walking along the sandy place of the place where Abraham is. I've forgotten the name. And the Bible says, the Abraham said, they had dust on their feet and dust on their body. And they were just walking along as any normal human being. But Abraham saw something about those three men. Abraham ran to meet them. He said, my Lord. Abraham did not say my Lord. Praise the Lord. Abraham said, my Lord. He said, Abraham recognized that there is, of course, Abraham knew that there is only one God. Abraham knew that it is not three, it can never be three gods. Abraham knew that that is God with his angels, two angels. They were walking like a normal human being. See, I used to wonder, what did Abraham see in those men that make him to know that this is God and two angels? I used to wonder, what did Nebuchadnezzar saw in the first man with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when he pronounced and said that the four persons look like the Son of God? Has he ever seen the Son of God before? I used to wonder, what did he see? How did he identify him to look to be the Son of God? And he was right. Praise the Lord. What did they see? What did they normally see that made them to confess like that? I wondered, what did Abraham saw? Or what did he knew? What made him to confess that? When Isaac asked him, my father, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Why did he say that God will provide himself for a lamb for a burnt offering? And he was referring to who? Christ Jesus. Praise be the Lord. I used to wonder, what did Job saw when he said, I know my redeemer lives. And at the last day, he will stand upon the earth. And even though the skin won't destroy this body of mine, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Who as I see with my own eyes, who as I see by myself, and my eyes shall behold him. And that happened exactly.
What did they see?
What did the Malay see? What made them to pronounce those things?
It must be something that,
what should I say? It must be the Spirit of God that made them to confess those things. And they were positive about it.
May God help us.
Every son of God, every daughter of God will recognize God when God is manifesting.
Oh, mercy.
Abraham has not seen those men do any miracle. Abraham did not see them perform anything to supernatural. They were just normal human beings. But Abraham knew that this is God. And he said, my Lord. He said, for this purpose thou hast come to your servant. Let me wash your feet. And let a morsel of bread be prepared for you. You eat and rest a while before you continue your journey.
May God help us.
Every son of God will identify God. Because there is something in them that attracts them to God. There is something in them that made them to know that this is nothing but God.
Oh, wonderful.
You see, God is wonderful. I don't care where those children are that are God's children. When they see anything, they will recognize God. That will attract them, they will follow it.
May God help us.
So Abraham invited them and they sat under the oak. And Abraham ran inside. He has Sarah, just prepare the bread, do this. He has one of the servants. He took a calf, killed it, and after everything was prepared, God ate meat. God drank milk. God refresh himself. God in human flesh.
May God help us.
See, the scripture, the Bible is so supernatural that a child of God, when they read it, there is something that clicks in them. There is something that rejoices their heart. You see, the word of God is perfect.
Oh, mercy.
You see, this gospel. May I say it like Baba used to say it? See, Baba used to say it. Is worthy of dying for. This gospel is worthy of living for. This gospel is worthy of sacrificing anything that we need to sacrifice to be in His kingdom. We are coming.
If we need aid, merciful God. The time has come. May God have mercy on us.
So Abraham, after the head,
Elohim told Abraham, he said, the promise that you have been believing all these years, he said, I will visit you, and Sarah shall have that son.
That was when Sarah laughed. When Sarah was, when it was brought to Sarah, Sarah said, I didn't laugh. But Abraham said, God could have done what? Kill her there. But because she was part of the promise, God could not kill her. And Brother said the same thing, because we are part of Jesus Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Because we are part of Jesus Christ, God will not just destroy us when we make mistakes.
May God help us.
You see, God has given His word. Even when we are coming to that. Even when Abimelech to Sarah, and Abraham gave Sarah up, she is my sister, and Abimelech to Sarah. You know, if Abimelech has lived with Sarah, that would have done what? It would have been a breach of God's promise. But because God has made the promise that Sarah will have a son for Abraham, and Abraham said God wanted to make the bloodline pure. He doesn't want anything to tamper with the bloodline of Abraham, because the Lord Jesus Christ is to come in that bloodline. God did what?
He kept Abimelech from moving near Sarah.
God had to step in. God had to intervene. The woman you took is my servant's husband. If you touch her, you and everybody are a dead man. God said this what? He says dead man. He said you and your family, they are plagued.
Because of God's promise,
You see, I don't care what happens. I don't care whatever Satan knows how to do. He cannot tamper with God's promise. He cannot tamper with what? With God's promise. Nothing will tamper with it. Rabbi says, God will bankrupt heaven. Therefore, it's what to do what? To fail. May we have confidence in that God. If God has made any promise, God has seen the promise fulfilled. You and I might be wondering, how will this be fulfilled? How will this come to pass? But the one who made the promise, the whole army of heaven is behind that word to bring it to pass. May God help us. So that was when God told Abraham that I will visit you, and Sarah that shall have that son when he appeared to him as Elohim. Praise the Lord. Let's move quickly. Then Abraham said, for Sarah to have this child that God promised, a woman of what? 90 years old. The Bible says they were what? Well shrinking in age. Sarah was an old woman. Abraham said, for Sarah to have this son, God must do something. He said, Sarah cannot have this child with a heart of 90 years old. God has to give her a new heart to be able to give back to this child. And God said, because our womb was unfertile, were not fertile, God had to make the womb fertile. And because she could never go to labor with a heart that is almost 100 years old, God had to give her a new heart. Because of old age, milk vein in her breast must have dried up. So God has to make milk veins so that she can nurse the baby. Rabbi says, God don't pack things up like that. He just made her a new woman. God taught Abraham and Sarah to what? To a young man and a young woman. Praise the Lord. These are not new to us. We are just reminding ourselves. But Abraham gave us the scriptural proof that God turned Abraham and Sarah to a young man and a young woman. But Abraham said, after they met with Melchizedek, few days after, they did what? They make a journey together. Abraham said that was about 300 miles, and that was too much for old people of that age to make. They made the journey. When they made the journey, they got together in Philistine country, and Abimelech, a young king, was looking for wife. Of all the women, of all the ladies, young ladies in that kingdom, none of them was as beautiful as Sarah. Until she had to ask for Sarah to be his wife. A woman of 90 years old. She then said, I love this lady. Abraham said, she's my sister. We know the story. So Abimelech took a new wife. Young Hebrew woman. A woman of 99 years old, or 90 years old, I mean to say. And she took the woman and the lady, Sarah, to her chamber to be his wife. That was when God appeared to him and said, this woman in your house is my prophet's wife. Return her back to her husband. Otherwise, you are what? Nothing but a dead man. And your whole family, is what? Is plagued. Better return the woman to him, the wife to the man, so that they can do what? Pray for you. A woman of 90 years old. A young king wanted to marry her. What will a young man see in a old woman that will want him to marry her? If God has not changed, turn her to a young woman.
Praise the Lord.
You will give me about 5-10 minutes just to bring this to a close. God expect our life will continue from there. So God turned them to young man and young woman. And Abraham said, even after Sarah died, Abraham see God married to Keturah. And Abraham see her children, but sees her daughters, men, she's boys and daughters. For Keturah, a man of 100 years old, that time. After Sarah died, about 20 years after, he still got married.
Praise the Lord.
Now, let's listen to Brother Abraham.
All right.
Let's go to this one. See now this one. Okay. 570106. Jehovah Jireh, paragraph 43B. Are you there? Okay. Now, what did God speak there? Oh, you can't doubt no more if you see this. It will take all doubt away from you. It was God showing forth through Abraham's seed what he was going to do to the world. A little later on, he turned Abraham and Sarah back to a young man and woman, showing what he is going to do to all of us. Dad, you might be old, and mother, you might be old, but I will give you the promise out of God's word. In the resurrection, you will be young again. Oh, mercy. I will give you the promise. Okay, you will be young again. Okay, I will give you the promise of God's word. You will never be an angel. You are going to be a human. God made you a human, not to destroy you, but to raise you up. Sin made the destruction, but life made you eternal. You will never be an angel. If God has wanted you to be an angel, he will have made you an angel. He wanted you a man and a woman, so he made you one. You remember when you walked mother down at the altar and how pretty she looked? How dad looked with his sleek hair combed back. One morning you woke up and mother's pretty eyes had a wrinkle under them. Dad, you had some gray hair coming. What's the matter? After about 25 years old, death setting gradually, taking you down. Young man, you are 27, you think you are still young. Already death is in your body. That's according to the message. And death is taking you down gradually, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Death is taking you down. That is what death done. Someday he is going to take you, but it can't hold you. Praise the Lord. What a consolation. Death one day will take us. We are not afraid of death, but it can't hold us. And in the resurrection, everything that death ever done will be taken away. And you will come forth a new man, young, beautiful, and a young, beautiful woman. That is thus said the Lord out of God's word. Praise the Lord. That is Abraham's seed is going to gather on the face of the earth. Not angels or spirits flying through the air, but men and women. Eating, drinking as they did here, without sin, without death, without old age or anything. You don't realize what a beautiful promise God has made. Praise the Lord. You see, Why didn't Abraham say, because God taught Abraham and Sarah to young man and young woman here on earth, that we are going to be here, we are going to be young here on earth? That is the difference of following a prophet and following a theologian. Praise the Lord. He could have said that because God turned Abraham and Sarah to young man and young woman here on earth, you are going to be young again here on earth. No, sir. Let me show you one thing he also said here. Okay, we've had that. Let us look at.
Elohim, young man and young woman. Okay.
Abraham said here, he said, when your feet touch that, strike that land, you are going to be young again.
Okay. Let me see. Just pick it immediately.
Okay. Paragraph 46.
A, B, C, D, E, F.
The last part of that paragraph, 46. And Jehovah Jireh, 47. Paragraph 47. C, the last part of that paragraph, 46. This time, hey, mercy. This time has gone. Did you get it? 47. Paragraph 47, C. That is 570810. Jehovah Jireh.
Quickly, please.
All right. Think of it. Yes. Think of it. Oh, is it not to excite you? It's not only an excitement, it's a positive truth by God's eternal word. That's correct. What he did for Abraham and Sarah there, he does for every one of their children by a sworn promise. Under those dead sacrifices that he will do it. Oh, we have nothing to worry about. We are on our road to the promised land. When your foot touches that land, you spring back to young again. And a young people, oh, what a beautiful promise. We rest upon that. How wonderful. You know that God made it to see beyond the curtain of time. And all the people that he saw there, were there old people there? They were young people. Oh, I wish we could read that again. Let's read it. Please bear with me. Beyond the curtain of time. So that we can. Please bear with me. Beyond the curtain of time, paragraph 38. Quickly. Just 38. Please bear with me. I'm sorry. Just bear with me. We're going to prayer. Paragraph 38. Beyond the curtain of time. You know the psalm, paragraph 38. Okay. But are the babies from the... Okay, let's... The other morning, I was lying on my bed, and I had just awoken from sleep, and I placed my hand behind my head and relaxed with my head in the pillow. Then I began to wonder what it would be like on the other side. I realize that I have lived more than half of my life. If I live to be as old as my people, and I wanted to do more for the Lord before I left this life, I heard a voice saying, "You are just starting. Press the button. Keep pressing." And I lay there pondering the words. I thought that I just imagined that I had heard a voice. Again, the voice said, press the button,
keep going, keep going. Still unbelieving, I thought that I possibly had spoken the word myself. I placed my lips between my teeth and held my hand over my mouth and listened. My mouth and listened. The voice spoke again. Just keep pressing. If you only know what is at the end of the road. I seem to hear the music and words of an old familiar song. Let's leave that song. Let's jump. What happened? What happened? Let's jump. What happened? I cannot say whether I was in the body or out, or whether it was a translation. I did not know, but it was unlike any vision I have ever had. I could see the people to which I was taken. And I could see myself lying back there under my bed. I said, "This is a strange thing." There were great numbers of people, and they came running to greet me, crying, "Oh, our precious brother!" First came young women. Old women. First came young women, apparently in their early 20s. And as they would embrace me, they said, "Our precious brother." Young men in the brilliance of the youth manhood, with eyes glistening like stars as on darkened night, with teeth and white as pearl, embrace me, say, "Our precious brother." Then I noticed that I too had become what? Young again. I look at myself there, and turn I look back at my whole body lying on the bed with my hands behind my head. I said, "I don't understand this." As I began to try to comprehend the place where I was, I began to realize that there was no yesterday and no tomorrow there. No one seems to get tired. And as a multitude of most beautiful young women I had ever seen threw their arms around me, I discovered there was only a great love that overwhelmed me, and no physical attraction as in the human behavior. I noticed these young women all wore their hair down to the waistline, and their skirts went down to the feet. Sisters, a word is enough for the wives. After this, oh, my first wife hugged me and said, "My precious brother." Then another young woman hugged me and hopped on and hugged the young woman. I said, "I don't understand this. This is something entirely different from our human love. I don't want to go back to that old body on the bed." Praise the Lord. I think I've got it to where I'm going. Let's, because of the time. Young woman and young man again. Does he worth living for? Does he worth dying for? Does he worth sacrificing everything on heart here for? May God help us. Sorry for taking your time. But remember, we can't enter that place with sins in our lives. We've got to be what? Born again. If we hope to be there, if we hope to get there, we've got to come the gospel way. No other way. True repentance, genuine repentance, genuine repentance, that God should forgive our sins. And then we come in the water way to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sin. Then we shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. There is no other way to get there other than this gospel way. May God help us. Let us bow down our heads. God spare our lives. Next time. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. That is the promise of God, that you and I, who are Abraham's seed, will be young again. And not that was what we read was where God gave Abraham to see. Don't forget that we are still coming here on earth to be men and women again, and eat and drink according to what Abraham said, and live for our God. Young man, young woman, may God help us. Let's commit ourselves unto Him. The God of the Father of hope is the same God, Jehovah Jireh, that our old father served, is the same God we are serving today. And that God has not diminished in His power. That God has not diminished in His grace. That God has not diminished in His mercy. That God has not diminished in hearing prayers. He's still the same God. He hears and answers a prayer. He says, He feasts with the Holy Ghost. He's still Trinity today. May God help us as we commit ourselves unto Him. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to remember the prayer while the servant will pray for us, why don't you raise your hand today to the Lord.
You have not raised it to any man but to the Lord. And believe God as a servant will pray for us.
Bless the Lord. We thank you once again for bringing us together for this midweek meeting. We are grateful to you for your cares upon our lives, your protection, and daily provisions of our needs. Lord, we thank you for revealing your truth, your word unto us in the midst of critics, in the midst of controversies here and there. People claim it to be one thing or the other. In the midst of it all, you made us to recognize your prophet, the star messenger that you have sent to us at this end time. Thank you for your word that he has given unto us. It's a book form, it's available in so many other ways. A portion we have just gone through, oh gracious Father. There is nothing to be compared with it. After we have heard it, your children have true up. Some are on the altar, lifted up their hands unto you, no doubt asking for one thing or the other. When you were here on earth, you told us, you manifested forth, O God, your great power to show that you know the thought of the heart of man. You said it shall be repeated again at the end time. We have seen it repeated in the ministry of your prophet in our day. Our Master and our God, thank you for taking to the sixth dimension. Thank you for all that you show to him. And for that, to portray, O God, that your word forever is settled in heaven. Whatsoever those needs might be, whether baptism of the Holy Ghost, whether the infilling of the Spirit, whether healing of sick bodies, whether whatsoever they are, you are God who watches over your word to perform it. May you meet us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Let it be our Master that at the end of it, O God, Lord, it will turn to testimonies that, Lord, you have answered our prayers and you have manifested forth our desires unto us. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you for the assurance that you are giving unto us. Lord, the dead in Christ rising first, and the living one shall be changed, and they go in the rapture, and there is coming back, Lord, for the 1,000 years, millennial reign. Lord, thank you for the entire Bible, and they assured unto us the entire program from the beginning to the end. And Father, we thank you. We bless you, we worship and adore you, Lord. Have you been privileged to know all those things? Give us the grace we have need of, O God, to live accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. To live as people that have been privileged to know the program of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. You have assured our heart that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll be there to raise a standard against the enemy. We cannot be defeated here nor after here. Thank you, Father. We believe you. We know forever your word is settled in heaven. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. By the time we finally come that we all pray, inspire us to pray as we come and say, replenish your survivor to our pleasures as we leave the rest of the service in your all sufficient hands. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, it will be wonderful there. Enter the trouble and cares of this story land, it will, won't it be wonderful there? Where is it? Can we find it? Sir? 40. In 40. Yeah. God bless you, sir.
Hey. thank you for another opportunity to be in your house for this public service. Dear Lord, we have come and we have received your blessings, and we have the privilege to speak unto you with the assurance that you told us when we ask, we shall receive. We thank you for every aspect of the service and the blessings they have brought to us. Definitely, we are not the same as what we were when we came in. You have done something for us. Something has been added unto us. We have better assurance, and our joys are increased, and our strength is renewed. Lord, and we are going home, O God, happy and rejoicing in your victory and in your salvation. We bless your holy name. Thank you, dear Father, for the request of your children that wrote, Lord, that we have prayed over, and the normal request we do pray over, and other personal ones. Lord, we have the assurance that you told us that when we have need of anything and we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received them, we say then shall we have them. That faith that have here on the chest that takes no for an answer, give it to every one of us, that will go with expectation, Lord, of the manifestation of all our requests. We want to commend your servant to you once again that want to travel on Friday to Abeokuta. Lord, for the cause of your word, we pray you will go with him and be his strength and his protection, and make him, as usual, a great channel of blessing to your children. That will come back again with abundance of your testimonies. Thank you, dear Father. The blessings we have received tonight, may they abide and abound in our life. As we go back to our homes, may your grace take us safely. Your servant you have used for this service, we ask you bless him and recall him and strengthen him and only to the honor of his ministry. Thank you, eternal Father. The rest of the week is your hand. May we enjoy every second of it to the glory of your name. If we are still here by Sunday, I will physically gather again. May we come and receive greater blessings from you. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting these petitions. Because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. We thank the Lord for making the midweek service possible. And we appreciate the brother Bimini and the Reverend Issa for fellowship with us again this evening. God bless you. And the Lord bless you. I think Brother Bimini is not familiar with this thing. Can you just stand and let the people see you? God bless you. God bless you, Brother Bimini. Brother Bimini is a constant Iwaka this way. This Iwaka, I think it's only for work. Anyway, let's leave those other areas. God bless you. I think God bless you. Yeah, we will. The service is ended, and we'll go back to our home with happiness and joy, trusting the grace of God for the rest of the week. Shall we rise on our feet as we take the name of Jesus with us? Yeah.